Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. We're exploring the concept of sin this hour on Harmonia. We'll hear some bawdy songs and tragic ballads, as well as more uplifting devotional songs and hymns. Plus, we have a featured recording of Tudor church music. Join us for English songs of sinners and saints.
Thank you.
We heard John Come Kiss Me Now from the 2002 recording The Rags of Time, 17th Century English Lute Songs and Dances, performed by Nigel North. Wilt thou forgive that sin where I begun, which was my sin, though it were done before? Asked the English poet John Donne. Sin, the act that separates those who go to heaven from those who don't. This hour we're exploring the theme of saints and sinners. English composer Henry Purcell was intimately familiar with both concepts. He was born in 1659 in London and passed away, while still in his prime, in 1695. However, he left behind a large body of work which explored all facets of the human condition. In his compositions, Purcell frequently made use of a ground bass, a musical form often associated with laments, in which a repeating bass line serves as the foundation for a set of variations. Let's hear some ground basses by Henry Purcell.
Thank you.
we heard a lament by Henry Purcell, When I Am Laid in Earth, from the opera Dido and Aeneas, performed by soprano Julianne Baird. Before that, we heard the song O Solitude, My Sweetest Choice, also sung by Julianne Baird, and two ground basses for solo harpsichord, played by Richard Egar. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Century English poet William Blake's collection of poems Songs of Innocence and of Experience bears the subtitle Showing the Two Contrary States of the Human Soul. For Blake, this dichotomy, like the two sides of a coin, was a basic truth. Let's hear some more music on this theme, beginning with an anonymous English ballad, a sad tale of a sin with tragic consequences.
She wooed as she was won to lead a wedded life, but folly wrought her overthrow before she was a wife. Too soon, alas, she gave consent to yield unto his will, though he protested so be true and faithful to her still. She felt her body altered quite, her bright hue waxed pale, her fair cheeks changed colour while her strength began to fail. So that with many a sorrowful sigh this beauteous maiden mild, with grieved heart perceived herself to be conceived with child. She kept it from her father's sight, so close as close might be, and so put on her silken gown, none might her swelling see. Unto her lover secretly she did herself bewray, and walking with him hand in hand, these words to him did say. Behold, said she, a maid's distress, my love brought to thy bow. Behold, I go with child by thee, though none thereof do know. The little babe springs in my womb to hear the father's voice. Let it not be a bastard course if I make thee my choice. Come, come, my love, perform thy vow, and wed me out of hand. Oh, leave me not in these extremes, in grief always to stand. Think on thy former promise made, thy vows and oaths each one. Remember with what bitter tears to me thou mad'st thy moan. Convey me to some secret place and marry me with speed, or with thy rapier end my life ere further shame proceed. Alas, my dearest love, quoth he, my greatest joy on earth, which way can I convey thee hence without a sudden death? Thy friends, they be of high degree, and I of mean estate. Full hard it is to get thee forth out of thy father's gate. And thus, with many a sorrowful sigh, home would she went a May. No rest came in her watery eyes, she felt such bitter pain. She called for her waiting maid that lay at her bed's feet, whom, using at her mistress' woe, did fast begin to weep. Weep not, quoth she, but shut the door and windows round about. Let none bewail my wretched case, but keep all persons out. O mistress, call your mother dear, of women you have need, and of some skilful midwife's help, the better may you speed. Call not my mother for thy life, nor call no women here, The midwife's help comes now too late. My death I do not fear. With that the babe sprung in her womb, no creature being nigh. And with a sigh that broke her heart, this gallant dame did die. This living little infant young, the mother being dead, resigned its new received breath to him that had him made. Next morning came her lover true, affrighted at this news, and he for sorrow slew himself, whom each one did accuse. Take heed, you dainty damsels all, of flattering words beware, and of the honour of your name have you a special care.
Sarah Stowe and Martin Souter performed A Lamentable Ballad of the Lady's Fall, followed by Sharon Lindo playing a slow minuet from 17th century England, from their recording Saints and Sinners, Songs of Love and Life in Old London Town. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. We're exploring the theme of sinners and saints this hour. For many people in early England, life was short, cruel, and uncertain. Many believed that death lurked around every corner, and one slip-up could result in eternal damnation. However, life was not without its light-hearted moments. Drinking songs, love songs, and songs of a less innocent nature could be found in abundance. And if hell lay just around the corner, so did heaven. After all, sinning could be fun. But here's a song about someone who managed to resist.
Yeah.
We heard Thomas Durfey's My Thing Is My Own, performed by the Baltimore Consort and the Merry Companions, from their recording The Art of the Body Song. Of course, it wasn't all about the sinful side. There were those saints who lived their earthly lives with their eyes trained on heaven. Even those who did their best to live without sin, however, worried about its great consequences. Let's explore this contrast with a piece featuring the text of English poet and priest John Donne.
Wilt thou forgive that sin where I began, which is my sin, though it were done before? Wilt thou forgive those sins through which I run, and do them still, though still I do deplore? When thou hast not done, for I have more. Wilt thou forgive that sin by which I won others to sin, and made my sin their door? Wilt thou forgive that sin which I did shun a year or two, but wallowed in the scorn? When thou hast done, thou hast not done, for spun my last thread, I shall perish on the shore. Swear by thyself that at my death thy sun shall shine as he shines now and heretofore. And having done, thank you.
Paul Hillier sang Wilt Thou Forgive That Sin Where I Begun in a collaboration with lutenist Nigel North, followed by North playing the Chaconne in D by Francesco Corbetta. The songs of the saints weren't always tinged with the anxious recollection of sin, though. Sometimes they expressed only the surety of a faith in God. That was Henry Purcell's Evening Hymn, sung by Julianne Baird with Colin Tilney and Allison Mackay. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release is the 2013 recording The Phoenix Rising from the British ensemble Stile Antico. This recording features pieces from the 10-volume collection Tudor Church Music, originally published by Oxford University Press between 1922 and 1929. This series marked the first time many of these pieces were available in modern score, making them accessible to a whole new generation of singers. A number of pieces in the collection have made their way into the standard repertory of church choirs all over the world. we heard Thomas Tallis's In Iunio et Fletu, and prior to that we heard Thomas Morley's Nolo Mortem Peccatoris and Tallis's Salvator Mundi, performed by Stile Antico from their recording The Phoenix Rising. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Elizabeth Clark. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, John Bailey, Janelle Davis, and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.